Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 10th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released July 14th, 2003. Nazarene, you mentioned before that the shroud at Turin was yours, and that the priesthood touched up the image on it to make it more visible to the believers. Our friend Kathy in Minnesota asked, where did that image come from? What caused it?
You certainly asked some very interesting questions, Kathy. I don't know if I can put this into layman's terms, into terms that people that do not know the phenomena can understand, but I will try. My physical form, the body I had used up to that time, was transformed into a more pure form, an ectoplasmic form that was just as solid and just as real as the original one, but allowed me to do many different things that I could not have done in the physical form. Is I was projected out of the shroud, as I was transformed, matter was left behind, and it was embedded in the shroud in a reversed image. And this is what is on the shroud. As I literally went through it and lifted up out of it, I left the impression on the inside of the shroud. And this is how this happened. This is the leftover matter from my physical form that was embedded in the shroud. A lot of people can't understand how this can happen. But when you're transformed into a purer form, into an ectoplasmic form, it generates a tremendous amount of power, a tremendous amount of energy. And this energy caused this leftover material that I no longer needed to be deposited into the shroud. And this is how the image was made. And I hope you can understand that.
Wow, Nazarene, I guess that just shows you how strong your power is. I bet that couldn't happen with just anybody.
That's why I'm called the Son of God, Alora. And by the way, happy birthday, and thank you for coming into the world and doing so very much for us. We really, really appreciate it for 52 years.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. Demetrius and Alora have done such wonderful work for the Lords over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com. Nazarene, our friend Kathy in Minnesota also wants to know, where is the Virgin Mary right now?
Well, put it bluntly, Kathy, I don't know. She's out in space somewhere hopping around between 20 or 30 different planets among the galactic community, and I never know where she is from one minute to the next. I don't have much information on it because she's so far away. It takes months for information on what she's doing to get back here. But she's out there somewhere hopping around between the planets and doing a lot of good. She's very, very popular out there. As a matter of fact, we're extremely worried if we have a solved problem here and get it so she will return, that the galactic community might not want to give her back. She is becoming so popular out there and so beloved. But my mother has said that she cannot stay here and watch her children die. As mankind has chosen to die, chosen to destroy themselves, chosen to fulfill the prophecies of the idiot priests that wrote a false book and everybody believes in so much, and they don't have the common sense to understand that there's not a bit of truth in it, that all those prophecies were fulfilled in my lifetime and at the crucifixion, and that none of this makes any sense whatsoever, but they are determined to make their loved ones' prophecies come true and end the world and destroy it. The only problem is it ain't gonna come back again. So my mother won't stay here. She won't stay here and watch all she loves die. And it is a sad, sad situation. We want to turn it around. We want to make things better. We want to stop the decline of man and bring them back up. But we're having an awful hard time doing it, Kathy.
Somehow I think you will, Nazarene, no matter what or how long it takes. And I miss her, too.
I am sure Mary misses you too, Alora. You and Demetrius were always two of her favorites, even though she got frustrated with your stubbornness.
We'll be back again.